How do you find your music, what you listen to?
Radio.
You still listen to radio? Yeah.
Wait a minute. You still listen to the radio?
Well, a lot of people
don't. You?
A lot of people don't.
Is it like a
satellite radio station, or are you listening to old kind of?
Just a little thing with a knob.
All right.
Ding, radio, FM.
Yeah. Well, I noticed you drive yourself around. You drove up here today. What are you listening to in the car? Radio.
Radio.
Paul McCartney listens to radio just like you. Thank you for supporting community radio by listening to 101.5 CJUM FM.
It's now 5 o'clock and another fine Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy's Dargle. First edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So try and hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. To kick off today's show, let's head over to Glasgow as we take a listen to Braybach with their arrangement of Ewan McCall's Shoals of Herring here on 101.5.
On a fine and a pleasant day, out of Yarmouth Harbour I was faring, as a cabin boy on a sailing lugger, for to go and hunt the shoals o' herring. The work was hard and the hours were long, and the treatment surely took some bearing. There was little kindness and kicks were many, as we hunted for the shoals o' herring. We fished the swarth and the broken bank, I was cooking, I'd a quarter sharing, and I used to sleep standing on my feet, and I'd dream about the shoals o' herring. We left our home grounds in the month of June, and for canny shields we soon were faring, with 100 crown, oh, the silver darling, that would taken from the shoals o' herring. fisherman. You can swear and show a manly bearing. Take your turn and watch with the other fellows as you're searching for the shoal so heavy. Through the stormy seas and the living gales, just to earn your daily bread, your daring. From the Dover Straits to Islands, you've been following the shoals of herring. I've earned my keep and I've paid my way, and I've even earned the gear I'm wearing. I've sailed 1,000,000 miles, caught 10,000,000 fishes. I've been sailing after shoals ahead. You can. When life seems dark as the hour and night, well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. When money is tight and hard to get, and your horse is also ran, and all you have is a heap of debt, well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. When your health is bad and your heart feels strange and your face is pale and wan, and the doctor says that you need a change, well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. When food is scarce and the larder bare, and no rashers grease your pan, and hunger grows cause your meals are rare, well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. Trouble and lousy strife, though you still have a darling plan, you still can turn to a better life, for a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. Your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man.
Threshold of the North Sea of my mind, and a nod to the boredom that brought me here to face the tide and swim.
One of my favorite female singers from the Scottish Borders area, that was Carrion Polwart, who performed with Battlefield Band and Malinky before starting on her very successful solo career. We heard a track that comes from Carrion's newest recording, Carrion Polwart's Scottish Songbook. And the song we heard was Swim Until You Can't See the Land, a song written by the late Scott Hutchinson, a Scottish singer-songwriter who was a founding member and primary songwriter of the indie rock band Frightened Rabbit. Before that, we heard Dublin-born singer Derry Farrell with A Pint of Plain, a track that comes from his latest solo CD, A Lifetime of Happiness. Start off today's show with Glasgow's Braybach. They're a group of fine traditional Scots musicians that have been entertaining us now since 2005. We heard a track from the band's second studio album, The Desperate Battle of the Birds, and it was their cover of a song written by England's Ewan McCall called Shoals of Herring. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxies Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Moving right along, up next, some music by the McDades, a fine trio from Alberta. It's made up of Shannon Johnson and her two brothers, Solon McDade and Jeremiah McDade. They won the 2007 Juno Award for Group Roots and Trad Album of the Year. And we're going to hear a song called McKinley Morganfields. I guess it's actually an instrumental piece. And McKinley was best known as Muddy Waters. McDade's here on 101.5. that was Lady Misery, an English folk vocal harmony trio made up of Hannah James, Hazel Askew, and Rowan Ryangans. And we heard a song called London Lights. It was a live album that the trio released in 2018. Before Lady Misery, we heard Alberta's The McDades with an instrumental piece called McKinley Morganfields. This is the opening track to an album titled For Real. And real is spelled R-E-E-L. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show. And any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxy's, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxy's Dargle podcast by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the UMFM homepage, and that's at umfm.com, and then scroll down to Waxy's Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxy's Dargle Facebook page at Waxy's Dargle Radio. Up next, a song by Philadelphia's House of Hamel, a duo fronted by the wife and husband group of Rose Baldino and Brian Buchanan. Rose used to perform with Burning Bridget Cleary, and Brian was a member, I guess he still is a member, of Toronto's Enter the Haggis. We're going to hear their arrangement of Northumberland's Ed Pickford's Union Miner song, A Pound a Week Rise. House of Hamel, here on 101.5.
God, it rose above a score. Then the miners, they went to get that one prize. You ask Lord Rubens for his pound a week rise. Rubens wouldn't give a pound, he wouldn't give 10 bob. He gave them 7 and 6 and said, get back to your job. So come on, you callers, take heed what I say. Don't believe the coal board when they say you'll get fair pay. They'll tell you to work hard just to make the effort rise. You'll get pie in the sky instead of a 1 pound rise. And it's down you go, down below, Jack. We'll never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. Down below, Jack, we never see the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise.
sunset, an evening star, and one clear call for me. And may there be no moaning off the bar when I put out to sea. When I put out to sea. When I put out to sea. And may there be no moaning off the bar when I put out to sea. Such a tide is moving, seems asleep, too full for sound and foam, when that which moves from out the boundless deep turns again home. Turns again home. Turns again home. When that which moves from out the boundless deep turns again. Shall bear me far. I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. When I have crossed the bar. When I have crossed the bar. I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. To see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar.
We Wallace bled, Scots wham bruises often led. Welcome to your gory bed, or to victory. Now's the day and now's the hour. See the frontal battle lower. See approach proud Edward's power, chains and slavery. Wha will be a traitor knave? Wha can fill a coward's grave? Wha say base as be a slave? Let him turn and flee. Wha for Scotland's king and law, freedom's sword will strongly draw. Freeman stand or freeman fall, let him follow. Oppression's woes and pains, by your sons in servile chains, we will drain our dearest veins, but they shall be free. Lay the proud usurper's law, tyrants fall in every fall, liberties in every blow, let us do our best. Scots awa hay, we Wallace bled. Scots awa bruise has often led. Welcome to your gory bed, hearty victory. Now's the day and now's the hour. See the pronto battle hour. See approach proud Edward's power, chains and slavery.
Scotland's Isla St. Clair with her version of Scots Way Hey comes from a fine compilation album called The Ultimate Guide to Scottish Folk. Before Isla, we heard Sarah Jane Scouten, a fine singer-songwriter who's a three-time Canadian Folk Music Award nominee. She was raised in a musical family on Bowen Island, just off West Vancouver, and she currently is based in Toronto. Heard a track from her new fourth album, Confessions, and a song called Crossing the Bar. Before Sarah Jane, the East Pointers, a June Award-winning Celtic music trio from Prince Edward Island, made up of fiddler and vocalist Tim Chaisson and his banjo-playing cousin Cody. And the Chaissons are joined in by guitarist Jake Sharon. We heard a piece of music called Power to Move, a track from their new third album, Yours to Break. Started off that set with the House of Hamill, made up of the wife and husband musical duo of Rose Baldino and Brian Buchanan, and we heard their version of A Pound a Week Rise. Comes from their second album that they released in 2018. It's called March Through Storms. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxies Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock. For another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. And remember for next weekend to turn those clocks forward an hour, as daylight savings time will be with us again. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon. And remember that peace and love never go out of style. Two tickets out for today. First, we have John Bowden and his band, the Remnant Kings. John is best known as the leader of the English folk band Bellowhead. And he was born in Chicago, grew up in England, and is now Sheffield-based. Late last year, John released his fourth solo album, Rose in June, and it includes the song we're going to play for you called The Hounds of Love. And then we will follow that up with Tom Landa and the Paperboys, the Juno Award-winning group from Vancouver. And we're going to hear a medley of three tunes, Swallow's Tail Jig, Cabin Cayley, and Swallow's Tail Reel, track that comes from their Molinas album. So good night, take care, have a great week, until we catch you next time here on 101.5. Here's John Bowden and the Remnant Kings and Tom Landa and the Paperboys. Bye for now.
On the water.